Iron County was a major mining hub in Wisconsin during the early 1900s. The Wisconsin Historical Society says mines in the cities of Montreal and Hurley made up more than half of the nearly 71 million tons of ore produced from the Gugibic Iron Range. Now an affiliate of a privately held mining company based out of Florida is considering whether to pursue iron mining once again in Iron County. Gugibic Taconite purchased an option to lease mineral rights spanning 22 miles between Mellon and Upson in Ashland and Iron Counties earlier this year. County Board Chairman Dennis DeRosa worked in the mines before they closed down in the mid-1960s.
I see when they closed what happened to the area, and there isn't any jobs for our youth, and this will give us a chance if this materializes, where I think we can bring a lot of our young people back in the community, because right now we're an aged group of people living here.
Census data shows the county has lost around 11% of its population since 2000. Around 6,100 people still live in Iron County, but Development Director Kelly Klein says employment opportunities are limited.
Unemployment rate has probably averaged over 8% for the last 10 years, but by comparison in the last decade, you know, the state's been 4 or 5%.
Klein says the proposed iron mine could create as many as 600 living wage jobs for the area. In January, DeRosa will bring forth discussion at its county board meeting on whether to provide Gugibic Taconite with an option to lease a portion of county land for the project. Mining company spokesman J. Matthew Fifield says they are moving to obtain all necessary permits from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
The process, you know, right now we think could take as much as 9 years. It could take as little as 5 years, but that's, as we understand, the level of objections, and we look at the hard science behind, you know, what the project is going to do and produce.
A 2007 report by the U.S. Geological Survey ranked the Gugibic Iron Range as third in the nation for natural ore production. Philip Fauble is the mining coordinator for the Wisconsin DNR. Fauble says the proposed project would impact the environment.
I think I can say that with 100% confidence. The point is quantifying. What sorts of impacts are those, and are some of those acceptable or not acceptable?
James Zorn says that's hard to gauge since there's no specific proposal outlining what resources may be affected. Zorn is executive administrator of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission.
There's just nothing really to weigh in on yet, other than, you know, you look at how mining has taken place in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, and it's not a pretty picture in many contexts.
Yet Zorn says the commission is open to mining possibilities in the region, depending on what effects the project may have on tribes like the Bad River Band and their treaty rights. Also being considered is the effects of a potential iron mine could pose for water quality in the Bad River watershed, the largest watershed in Wisconsin to empty into Lake Superior. Iron County's Development Director Kelly Klein says no one is looking to cut corners on the project.
Nobody wants to ruin the environment, but we certainly think that this is a resource that can be used.
Meanwhile, Fifield says the mine company hopes to file a notice of intent within the next year. Yet he says it's important that surrounding communities buy into the project in order for it to move forward. DeRosa expects full support from county residents and the Iron County Board.
This is a hell of a big thing for Iron County and the potential.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Danielle Kading in Hurley.